Hey, Matt Rothschild at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, here with my Democracy Minute. For a second there, I thought Mike Pence was almost heroic on January 6th. I couldn't help but have a little sympathy for him when all those Trump terrorists were shouting, "Hang Mike Pence," and some of them even erected a scaffolding just to let him know they weren't kidding. And on the evening of January 6th, Pence did his constitutional duty by reading out those votes at the Electoral College. But he wasn't exactly a hero then or now. He didn't stand up to Trump at any time, much less forcefully in the days leading up to January 6th. And then he hemmed and hawed instead of publicly denouncing Trump's effort to have him subvert the election. Pence even called on Dan Quayle, of all people, for advice. And now he's out there kissing Trump's ring again and minimizing what happened on January 6th. He told Sean Hannity recently that all the media wants to do is focus on that one day in January. Well, it was much more than any old day in January. It was the nearest thing to a coup that we've ever had in our country. And I think that Mike Pence, of all people, could see that. But ambition, it's a blinding thing. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's my Democracy Minute.